Afghan civilians in eastern Kunar province came under US-led air strikes once again. Several people, including women and children, were killed. Experts say the attack is expected to increase the frictions between President Karzai's government and Washington, as the Afghan president has once again condemned this US-led air strike in an statement. They also describe the US-led air strikes on residential areas of Afghanistan as violation of basic rights of the Afghan people, causing more anti-US sentiments in the country.
By killing Afghan civilians, there would be more and more anti-US sentiments. Let's not forget that these threats have greatly undermined the US mission in Afghanistan.
Foreign forces say they are investigating the report. However, they have refused to recognize civilian loss in many cases, claiming they are targeting Taliban militants. But locals say the victims of those attacks are mostly civilians. The UN has recently issued a report saying that over 100 of Afghan children have been killed in US-led operations across Afghanistan since the past 4 years. The United States and its allies entered Afghanistan in 2001 as part of Washington's so-called War on Terror. After almost 12 years, insecurity remains in the country despite the presence of US-led forces. The US-led war has caused massive civilian and military casualties since then. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.